Blog Talk Radio.
The world, premiere, podcast, the edit.
The attic, man. Yo, that's them kids out of Jersey. Yo, they funny. Yo, they keep it tight, real, son. You gotta check them out. Wednesday night, Block Talk Radio. Yo, they funny. It's Wednesday night, and welcome to the premiere podcast, The Attic. Co-producer. Oh, this joke will be locking it up. Messenger.
He real tight with God.
Baby girl.
Oh, she got facts on facts.
Baby bro.
He funny.
Nurse Carmen.
She be keeping it real.
And Sister Tippy.
Got all research on lock.
Sit back and let us entertain you for the next 60 minutes. Good evening, podcast audience. It's Wednesday night. It's 9 o'clock, and let's get ready for that premiere podcast, The Attic. As always, I've got a star-studded cast with me. Many of my crew are so famous that only I know them. No, see, that's what I'm talking about. See, yeah, support co-producer. Hey, listen, yeah, this is The Attic. This is that podcast put together from people from Jersey. Again, a lot of different perspectives. Most of the folks are from Patterson, but we're all from Jersey. Tonight, we got some, well, in fact, before we get to the podcast, I think my baby sister want to make a special announcement. I'm not sure.
I do. I would like to wish you, bro, a very happy birthday and many more to come. Happy birthday. We love you much.
Oh, it's,
happy
you know
birthday,
what? Wait a minute. Thank you, because you know what? I really have forgot. So I thank you, baby sis.
Yes, bro. We love you much, bro.
Yo, this is, wait a minute, this is the big one right here.
Should we sing?
No, we talked about that pre-show. No, we're not going to be singing tonight. This is when you lay down the law that this is talk radio, goddammit. Hey, but anyway, no, today is my 60th. Yeah, today is my 60th birthday, and again, I'm glad just to see another day.
Amen.
Again, it's also, again, it's a very special holiday for me personally, because every day, one day a year, I'm the big brother. You know, my mother and father, they had this strange kind of love going on where me and my brother are 1 year short of being a year apart. So every year on May 15th, we're the same age. So by rights, that has been bequest upon me. One day a year, I get to tell my big brother what to do. So he laughs. He's like, yo.
So you got about 3 hours.
My messenger, it's only one day, right?
I got one day. And then at midnight, again, because like I said, mom and pop was cutting it real close. At midnight, he's back to being big brother. Hey, but now that we got that out the way, so let me say today is my birthday, but before the sun rises, it will be my big brother's birthday. So we're going to do a double shout out. See, that's why this whole thing is hodge to hodge. Everything is real close. Everything is real close. I'm just saying.
Messenger, can I sing to you?
Wow.
Sunday night.
Oh. Oh. She get, wait a minute. So you know what? We'll let her open with vocals on Sunday night.
Right.
Sunday
night.
You don't
right.
want to do that.
Sunday night, okay?
What'd you say, Messenger?
I said Sunday night. That's going to be the opening song. She's going to sing whatever her heart desires.
Oh, really? We could sing Happy Birthday on Sunday.
Y'all ain't ready, and I mean that because I'm looking out for you.
Okay.
I'm talking about Letta James in the back there that want to sing.
But you know what, though? talking about a shift in topics, I would have loved to just continue bantering for a while, but I gotta ask, did anybody see that video that's been circulating? It's viral now, about this police officer in Texas, how he just straight murked. I mean, he just killed. I mean, what's this? He killed and he killed this unarmed black lady, man. And I think that it was just horrible. And I'm going to give you a quick recap of what I saw, and then we'll talk about that. Apparently, the young lady was being pulled over. And let me tell you something. Again, now let's talk about physical beings. Male police officer, female woman. How are you going to let that situation escalate that quickly out of your control? But nonetheless, it doesn't matter what the conversation was. I promise you, it really don't. I don't know what the conversation was. But nonetheless, he went to handcuff her. And I guess, I don't know if she resisted. But there was a jerking motion. And right from there, man, he took her to the ground and then tased her. Now, again, and I got to tell you something now. When I'm on the ground, no, I'm sorry. He shot her first. Yeah, he shot her. Yeah, he shot the lady. Then they went to the ground. He tased her. Then he got
up. No, he tased her first. He tased her first, and then.
No. No.
I don't think the
check
tase took.
Okay, but. Well, okay. Well, he tased her. He shot. But then he got up while that lady was on the ground, and he emptied his clip. He must have hit her. I don't know if he emptied his clip. I don't know if he fully got his gun off. But I know he hit her with at least four additional shots. Now let me tell you something.
Wow.
Before I have commentary from anybody else, I gotta speak what I know. I don't really give a flying flick, a flying fuck what that lady did. I'm sorry. I don't care. There is no justification for what that police officer did, and any kind of anything less than he get the death penalty, man. That shit is just crazy, man. That's past you going to jail. Now let me say this to you, okay? Because I know they say the cameras can lie, and you can see it. Like Rodney King lawyer said, what you're looking at, you really not seeing. There would have to be some miraculous type interaction that took place for me to believe that police officer deserves anything less than the death penalty. And I don't really care what took place. At the most, my feelings would only change to say life in prison. But that was just wrong. And if anybody's seen that, talk to me for a minute, please. What is your feelings on that? Nobody saw that?
I didn't see it.
I saw it.
I didn't see it either.
I haven't seen it, but even if half of what you said is true, off of his head.
Yeah, they were like tussling because he shot her, and I don't think the taser took because she was, I'm not going to say, well, they're going to say she was resisting arrest, but the taser didn't took. Then he kind
of
stepped away, and she was saying she was pregnant. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But then he just turned around. They're trying to say she had his taser in his hand, so before she can use it on him, he shot her.
But even if, listen, a bullet is not the proper response to a taser. Police officers, I'm sorry, you go through, and I know that shit hurts, but you go through taser training, you have to be hit with a taser before you can carry a taser. So you got to know that even if she tased you, that's not death to your life. That's not death.
But see, to me, here's the problem right here. Even with body cameras, they still get the police themselves. They look at that film. They put out what they want to put, to put out. They control the dialect or what the story is going to be. As opposed to having a civilian review board, if they had a civilian review board, a lot of these cops' ass would be locked up and or probably the death penalty, because that's just straight up murder.
That's what that was.
It's like you can't have the crook policing themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's why they look at them body cameras. They put out there. Sometimes they keep stuff back that'll show that this guy did something wrong. But they won't let you see that. They'll police themselves, and 9 times out of 10, nothing happens. And if something do happen, they go to court, and like they said, the prosecutor, you can indict a ham sandwich. But apparently all these cops, they always get off. Always.
Talk to me, Carlos. What's your feelings on this?
I saw the video, but what I don't understand is that he knew her. They said he knew her because he lived in the same complex as her, and he knew that she was a schizophrenic. So I don't see the point of him even having to approach her aggressively, because if he knew her and he knew that she lived there, he pretty much could have just backed away, called for backup, and got more people there, and then maybe they could have, treated her a little bit differently, at least with medical personnel on hand. I mean, coulda, woulda, shoulda, at this point. But she did resist arrest. It doesn't warrant him pulling out his gun and shooting, I think, 5 times, though. But
wow.
He did know her. He knew her.
Yeah.
And he lived in the same development. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, that just showed me. Now, when you add these facts that he knew her, I don't know. Maybe he really knew. Maybe he really knew that woman was strong, and that woman would whip his ass if he didn't pop that ass. So, and again, I'm making fun of it, and it's still messed up. But I don't care what the situation is. But you don't even get to go home after that video is shown. No, Mr. Police Officer, no, you're not going under investigation. You go straight to jail like any other criminal, and then we'll give you due process. And let me say, by no means am I anti-police, because when I go hard on an issue, I got to tell you, I have policemen in my family. So I'm not anti-police. I'm just anti-murderers. And that's what that was. That was a murder, and that ought to be dealt with like they would deal with a murder.
Hey, my brother, where was this at?
In Texas,
and there was a white white police officer and a black woman.
Yeah, it was black. The whole scenario
he looked,
fit the profile.
He looked white.
He did look white.
Mm. But like I said, they said he lived in the development. He lived in the same development. He knew her. He knew who she was.
So
she was known in the area. So
he probably thought he was doing the area a service, because obviously she brought fear around everybody. So, hey, I'll just get rid of her, because there haven't been any real laws or anything that they could get them out of the neighborhood. So this was my opportunity.
And see, as a police officer, your thought process should never be there. I don't give a fuck what's going on. As a police officer, your thought process should never deteriorate to that point.
except for when you're in Texas and you have the white persuasion and you got a crazy black lady, it automatically goes there for them.
And speaking of thought process, that's what I question. Why don't they have the police go through some type of psychological profile or something before or while they're in the police academy, before they're allowed to be placed on the street?
They do.
The police and go into these, and before they're allowed to go into these different communities. Because I think that's a lot of the problem. Because you might be putting, they could be, you know, and not could be, I think that's where the problem lies. You have a lot of white supremacist people that you're putting into black communities, and that's the problem. Because we're finding out now that they are infiltrating a lot of the local and at a state level law enforcement.
All part of the plan. That's why
that's been found out now as we speak, that they are infiltrating the local and state level law enforcement.
Well, see, here's the thing with that. They've always been there. Donald Trump just empowered them and emboldened them to come right on out now. And that's
because
what they're doing.
What better job to take than something in law enforcement to where you would be over people that you feel are less than you. So now you have the power, you have the authority over them, right? And you can do things to them and not be held accountable. What better job have than to be in law enforcement?
I'm going to take you back for a moment, because that's exactly what Johnny Cochran was trying to tell everybody with the OJ case. Now, we know OJ not did it, but there was some,
hey, watch him out. That man is that sink. He was found innocent.
See,
if they do some kind of psychological evaluation on them, you would find these things out. They do it with FBI agents, and I mean like a thorough psychological investigation. Where you're sitting down and they have to take a standardized test, as well as sitting down where somebody's doing what do they call those? Yeah, a test where they sit down and someone also would speak to you as well.
No, baby sis, listen, before you become a police officer and they give you that gun and put you on that street in a patrol car or walking a beat, you go through psychological evaluations. They know who the hell they are.
But not to the extent that they do with an FBI agent. It's not as deep as they do with FBI agents.
And every level you go,
but to me it should be just as high as an FBI agent is. You're dealing with people's lives out there in the street. It should be to that same level as far as the psyche part of it.
But if you don't, that mental level of it should be just as intense. If you don't care about the people that they're hurting, what difference does it make? And that's why they don't do it, because they don't care. This only happens in the communities where they look upon those people as, for lack of a better word, scum of the earth. So you taking one out every now and then does not bother them.
Again, we should start making them care, because black lives matter. So we should start making them care.
I can agree with that.
That's the point that I'm making. We should start making them care. Because we're the ones dying out here in the streets. So we should start making them care.
Amen.
You know what? Let me get in here for a minute.
How do you make somebody care?
Let me get in here.
I believe if you catch this stuff at the onset of it, you can shut some of that down. Because if you see where somebody has a problem, why would you put a gun in their hand and then go put them in a black community? That's disaster waiting to happen.
Sometimes crazy don't let you know it's crazy until that last.
Yeah, but you can see that. You can see and know that person has a problem. That's why when they see that, when they do those profiles with them FBI agents, they know that they're not fit to be an FBI agent, and they shut it down.
If that's the case, look at the policemen. They got all these people file complaints against them. Nothing's done with that.
But
but no kind of profiles are being done on them. Because if you want to know what a person is, look at their Facebook page. You can go right to their page and see what type of person they are. If you look at their Facebook page.
All right,
yeah, but you
we
see,
they don't do things like that.
They don't do
see,
things
that,
like
that.
That's a small
police department. I doubt very seriously if a police department that size would be have the resources to actually train all of their officers. I would imagine that something like that police size of force would have at least one or two. That's why they would probably be trained to call for backup, and those people are probably the ones that are trained in dealing with mental health issues. To that sense, the other issue that I thought about was that if he fired that taser at that woman, I don't really know how a taser works. I thought that you only had like the shot that he would have shot her with, and which would have shot out a needle, and it would have had the wire still connected. So when you
then he would have had to reload it.
Right. So I don't think that she would have been it would have been a threat to him, because if it already shot,
I think he missed her because it didn't affect her.
Right. But my point of the matter is that she would have to been trained to reload it, so she was just pointing a taser at him that wouldn't have shot at him anyway. So
yeah.
I don't think that it was really a threat. I guess that'll all come out when they go to court and so forth.
That gives them that opportunity to shoot her. And I'm pretty sure when they look at that, they're going to spin like that. Yeah, she was a threat to him. He felt his life was in danger, so he shot her.
Co-producer, what was the original complaint? What was the police officer there for?
It looked like she was walking down, and it started off with her just walking. I don't know if she was disturbing people or something to that effect. It looked like she was.
So now
you could see people
down the street.
Yeah, you could see people walking around like she was. Maybe somebody called and said there was a woman, you know, out of control walking around in the department complex.
Okay. Now let me get in here just for a second. Now this is where this whole situation is going to spiral drastically out of control. And this is where all you got to do is the right fucking thing right here, and you can calm a lot of uneasiness. You got to prosecute. That police officer can't walk. Again, he gets due process, but you got to send his ass to jail. Now, all you have to do, again, if by sending his ass to jail for that shit he did, what you're doing now is you telling police officers, look, you got to slow down with the killing of unarmed black people. Because right now, the nation is not happy, and they're sending our ass to jail. But if they
don't
do
what he's
going
on, this has been going on for how long?
No. But I'm
never
saying,
been done.
But this is what you... Now, right now, America, you got an opportunity. If you let that police officer walk, again, and let me say this, because, you know, as a black man in North America, I find it real easy for them to hide evidence, for me to understand how the system works. So let me say this. I don't know what the fuck could possibly, well, as I'm 60 more, I like to say fuck more, but as I'm, I don't know what the hell could possibly have transpired between the time that video started and the time that video ended. But if it isn't something dramatically, I can't even imagine what the hell it could be. To spin my view on what I've seen, anything less, again, than that police getting the full sentence on that, they probably gonna have more issues in Texas, man. And here's a time
Amen.
Where
they're gonna spin a narrative on that, bro, to make her be the bad guy.
But,
I can tell you that right now.
But here's the thing, where America, all you got to do is the right goddamn thing, man. All you got, and again, you didn't ask that police officer to go out there and do that shit he did. And again, I'm not even making it a black and white issue. Fuck color on this. This is just about a police officer murdering a citizen. That's all it is. That's what the hell it is, man. And if they don't do something
you
about
know,
that shit, they're going to have problems, man.
co-producer.
Well, what,
you
did anybody see
story?
Where the cop body slammed that girl? Did anybody see that? Where
that
the cop just body slammed this
yeah.
girl?
Yeah. That was crazy.
I think
yeah.
that happened last week.
Yes, mm-hmm. we was going to talk. Yes. But let me
where he
let me
pulled
just,
this girl over. I think that was a traffic violation, a traffic
right,
stop.
Right.
He pulled this girl over, and I think birds, they went back and forth about something, and he ended up just body slamming her to the ground, like literally picking her up and just body slamming her to the ground.
Yep.
Because that was crazy also.
Yep.
And see, but
and
again,
there was no and there was nothing that really that warranted him to do that either. But yet she got, I mean, physically body slammed to the ground, and she wasn't threatening him. I mean, he was really like twice her size, so he wasn't threatened by her in any way. So there was really no reason for him to body slam her the way that he did.
Again, there are no controls. Police officers, man, come on, folks. You take a job to protect and serve. If you don't like the people that you are protecting, then don't serve their ass, man. Ask for a transfer. Go somewhere else.
Once again, Civilian Review Board. That's what they need to control these cops. You can't have the police policing the police. It's corruption all through police departments.
And all they have
to
do is
control.
Say they feel threatened. All they have to do is say either you're resisting arrest
no.
or they feel threatened.
You a damn police officer. Every day you put that damn uniform on, I mean, again, because that's how society is, and I don't mean every second, but every day you put that uniform on, your job, you have a threatening job. That's what you do.
Yep.
That's like a soldier.
Yep.
I'm in the military, but I don't want to shoot nobody. What kind of shit is that? Well, you should do something else. That's all. I mean, you understand, and I don't buy that bullshit. I felt threatened. You're a police officer. You are trained to handle that kind of shit, man.
But it gives them the green light when all they have to do is say, I felt threatened, and they get that's their green light to
well,
do whatever
again,
they want to do at that point.
But let me tell you, while I was researching this story, looking at this, I ran across another story. Again, just kind of explains why shit is the way it is in some of our police departments. This Chicago police commander, he died. And again, that's not funny. I'm not laughing at that part. But they found out that this man was responsible for the torture of over 100 black prisoners. Watch this. He went to jail. He went to jail for 4.5 years behind some shit like this. But when he dies, he still remembered as Chicago police commander. So what I'm saying is the shit is deeply rooted in the system, and I don't know how do you fix that shit, man. Well, one way I do know is you got to police your own, man. You got to stop having anti-white cops policing white neighborhoods. You got to stop that because the black cops are just shooting people. Exactly. Exactly. Again, everybody looking at me like, wow, co-producer got it twisted. No, I'm saying when I say something like that, that sounds crazy because we know that's not happening. But when
that's
I say
exactly why they have black cops now, white neighborhoods.
Yeah, if I flip that statement around, now that's a shocking statement. But hey, anyway, as we continue to move on, you know, I want to say I hope they do serve justice. I hope they go through a trial. And when that comes up, that woman got shot for no reason, man. I mean, I don't care what kind of what act or what crime she was in the process of committing, man. Didn't necessarily mean she had to get wasted the way she did.
Absolutely. Unless she was firing on him.
Yeah. But watch this, though. In Texas, they shooting lives out of you. But, oh, up here in Alabama.
Don't start.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I got to tell you about John Becker out of the House of Representatives and the bill that he's introducing with respect to abortions, man. Is anybody aware?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I think he's crazy. And again, before I even get into what his bill recommends or kind of suggests, I'm a firm believer. Call me whatever the hell you want to call me. But I believe any law, and I don't give a damn what it is, any law that involves abortion, that panel must be made up of at least 4/5 women. Don't matter if they're black, white, Spanish, young, old, but men cannot sit on that kind of shit, man. I'm sorry. And for men to sit on these panels, and that's great. Then we'll talk about that. But I'm saying when men make decisions about abortions with women, to me, I just think that's always going to be a bad decision, unless the decision is let the lady decide, let the woman decide. Anything other than that, I think it's fucked up. But we got this bill coming out. In fact, they signed it into law in Ohio and one other state that, again, contraceptive is now might be a ban, might be banned. You can't get the birth control pills. I'm talking about shit is illegal. Having an IUD, any device that women use that may block pregnancy now might be against the law. Somebody tell me, what the fuck is that, man?
May I tell you why I disagreed with your position?
Sure.
Ain't none of you allowed to tell me what I can do with me. I don't care who you are. Male, female, none of you can tell me what to do with me.
But somebody's got to make laws. I mean, nobody should be able to tell me how fast to drive on the highway. But we got to have, we don't have to have.
That affects other people. You driving fast on the highway affects other people. You wearing a seatbelt affects other people. You drinking and driving affects other people. Me standing here being pregnant doesn't affect another person.
So you saying there should be no laws on that?
Abortion?
Yeah.
I can do to me what I need to do to me.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying, but I'm saying if there's going to be a law, and there is a law on abortions.
There is. Stay on.
If there's going to be a law, I'm just saying that whole process should be handled by women. By a majority, a big majority of women. That's my position. I'm not saying a man has any.
They're saying 6 weeks-ish. You could detect a heartbeat, then abortion can't be had. First of all, at 6 weeks, what's inside of me is not viable. They're going to pull it out, pull it on a table. It can't survive on its own. That's medical fact. Any nurses care to co-sign? Okay. So it's not medical fact. I'm not talking religion. I'm not talking anything else.
So answer me this, then.
You can't tell me what to do with my body.
Why do a woman need a law or some man telling her what she can do with her body?
Amen.
But what I'm saying the same thing that you're saying, but I'm simply saying we live in a society where there are laws, and I'm simply saying
No. My point is that shouldn't even be a law. That was a man-made law there. That shouldn't even be a law.
I agree with you,
co-producer.
Okay. But I'm saying let's fast forward past that because we're already there. We cannot be there. We're there. They have laws.
Sure.
And what I'm saying is, in fact, hold on one second. Hey, brother Messenger, did you tell me that down in Alabama?
Alabama.
What happened?
You can't. I think it's 6 weeks. You can't have an abortion after 6 weeks. And if you have an abortion and they catch you,
or even with the doctors that perform it and stuff, and even if the doctors perform one, they can get 99 years to a life, to life in prison.
Absolutely. Wow.
Well, that's crazy to me. I mean, to me, that's just crazy. In fact,
so what they take pregnancy tests every 3 weeks.
I mean, what's the problem? I mean, I have a problem with the whole thing, primarily because, okay, government has their hands in just too much, their mouths, I should say, in just too much of what goes on with a woman's body and her
choice.
And not to mention, you're going to make a woman keep the child, and then when the child comes here, you're cutting out all the programs and things to help her, assist her, to try to help her with that child. You're cutting out all of the, you know, things that she would need to assist her with this child once it's here. They're cutting everything, all kinds of programs out. So you're making her keep it, and then once the child comes, you're Planned Parenthood, all these different things you're getting rid of. They're cutting all these programs out.
Well, you're looking.
So she's damned if she do, and she's damned if she don't.
And in Alabama, there's no exception for rape or incest.
Once again,
but I'm saying, they're making the woman keep the child, and even if she feels that there's no way that she can keep it and raise it and give it the life that it needs, so if she's making the conscious decision that's what's best for her not to keep it, then they're telling you, no, you have to keep it. And then once she does keep it, they're getting rid of any kind of program or any kind of assistance that she would need to raise it. So,
amen.
I mean, you're damned if she do, you're damned if you don't. But yet, this is the government that's got their mouth and everything. And it's just, it's unreal. But how can they tell you what to do with your body?
Those preachers, which back, you know, put people in office and stuff like that. Remember, there was a time when all a woman had to do was what? Be barefoot and pregnant. And that was good enough. And women went along.
But again, they're cutting everything, all these different programs, any kind of assistance that would help that single mother or that woman or that young or whatever to help her with that child once the child gets here. They're cutting everything.
That's to make sure you don't succeed in raising that child right. And
so then why would you make her keep it? Why would you make her keep that child if she knew that she couldn't care for it properly and give it the right life that it would need once the child was here?
Because what we're missing is it's old white men that are doing these things, and they've trained young white men to do it. And so what has happened is the cycle is continuing. The cycle, it's not every single one, no. But I meant this is why these laws are being done. They believe in what it is that they interpret the Bible to say. And so then technically, just like the jihad, they think they're doing God's will. And so they set up these different things. Well, so if they truly believed them, half of them wouldn't be caught in scandals. I guarantee you, there was one guy who was pushing for abortion, and he had his girlfriend have an abortion. His chick on the side, she had an abortion. It's just a control.
That's it.
Because I got the authority, I can do this, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
Control your mind, control your body.
They do not care.
Well, let me add one more little controversial point. Again, when we talk about men just doing some shit they ain't got no business doing, one of the controversies with this new bill that Becker is imposing is the bill you can't have an abortion, and we're going to try to outlaw most contraceptives, but if you are some kind of way, he figured out, if you're pregnant from elsewhere in your body, that they can take that fetus out of you and reimplant it in your uterus. This is part of this son of a gun's I'm telling you what I'm reading.
This is just too much now. It's just ridiculous.
He's talking about ectopic pregnancies.
Okay. So again.
And I thought this was the law anyway. Aren't they trying to overturn Roe versus Wade?
That's why they're doing this, because they want this to go to Supreme Court, where in turn then they could get to that Roe versus Wade, and they want to overturn it, because now they got Kavanaugh on the bench, so they figure now the time is right to go after that.
And not only that, if you look at all of the Planned Parenthood companies and so forth like that, those are primarily Democratic-backed agencies. And they know that if they stop the right to abortion, you'll be hitting the Democrats in the pocket, because the lobbyists are pushing to have these abortion clinics in these urban areas. You understand what I'm saying? So it's actually the Republicans that are doing this down in Alabama. That's not the Democrats. It goes back to politics once again, and it's the money trail when you look at it. They're trying to stop the abortions being legal so that you can hit the Democrats in the pocket with money. And if they win on that, you'll see that spreading, like the messages just said, that'll be spreading throughout the country, because now if it's made into law, Republicans would win, right?
Well, it'll overturn that Roe versus Wade, which is something that the Democrats pretty much that was a big win for them back in the day.
Exactly.
No, but that's what the Republicans want to overturn, Roe versus Wade, so they can abolish abortion all across the country.
But you know what, though?
And that'll be a big thing on the ballot come 2020 with the Democrats to make sure that doesn't get overturned.
That's why they're setting it up now. Right.
A lot of these people claim to be Catholic and all that there, and you got all these churches behind them putting money into their campaign and stuff like that. So they got a hand in overturning that too.
It was all a part of their strategy to get Kavanaugh on that Supreme Court. This was all a part of the plan.
This was all a part of their plan. I guess their plan is working.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, I'm saying that, you know, again, there's certain shit in life, man. I believe that again, that you don't have the right to have a voice going, and this is just one of them, those issues that I think that again, when you talk about an abortions, now you're talking about contraceptives, you know, none of that's good. Everything now is against the law. But then when this nation starts to trip, now again, I gotta say, maybe. That there's some secret census being done, and it's showing where American population is dwindling. I'm just saying, I hope that there's some kind of goddamn reason behind why it's so important that you govern a woman's body. See, I don't even get that as being anything that the Supreme Court should even have to fuck with, man. I just don't. Why is that so important?
It's like baby sister said, because they know you had that baby. If you don't want that baby, you had that baby, you can't take care of that baby, where's that going to leave you at? More than likely in poverty. Which in turn, that child probably grow up and get into something. Next thing you know, that child's in the system. It just feeds the cycle over and over again.
And once again, you're in the cycle. What you're doing is you are now supplying these jails that we built.
There you go.
You've got to keep these jails filled.
There you go.
It's all part of the plan that they control. And this is what fears them so much, that one day we are going to rise up and stop allowing this to happen. You know, it's set up right now where no matter how good a Democrat is, there are certain areas he can't even win no matter what.
Nope.
Part of the plan to keep control, to have power. And in order for us to have power, this is how they set the system up. The co-producer asked, Are they winning the game? Yeah, because they had this game in motion when everybody's eyes was closed.
This is what I recognize. Back when Obama got elected, what they did was they started at the lower level, the governors and stuff like that. They moved up, and now they got them governors over them state, and they put their plan in effect. They just lucked up and got Donald Trump, and now they can really go for it. So it's time to get their revolution started. Who's with me? Come on. Anyone?
Hey, listen, the revolution.
Washington, 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Gotcha, TIP.
But the revolution is going to be an intellectual revolution. You know, because again.
It can't be that. I'm telling you now, it can't be that, dude. It can't be that, man.
It has to be that, man.
No, in order to stomp all this shit out, dude, it's got to be violent.
No. Let me say this, man. Again, we're going to take a look at our first story and see how we're going to see how the system handles that. And again, it might be a good indication to the nation of exactly which way we're going to go. It might be now. Because again, they got a real opportunity here. And I hate to even look at this from this perspective, but damn it, that's only like maybe one or two, y'all. You got thousands of cops out there, unjustified homicides.
No. What I mean by that is you got to have some defectors, dude. You got to have some defectors on the police force, in the Army, Navy. You got to have some defectors.
I don't think you're going to get the impact this story is going to change anything. I don't even think you're going to even get the recognition going viral like that. I think this story is just going to die out real quick, to be honest with you.
Because something else can come along.
Yeah, I don't think this story is going to go nowhere.
Because here's the thing,
you know what?
To me, I don't live in Alabama. If I was a female, I don't live in Alabama. You know what I'm saying? I can get rid of, if I got pregnant, I can get rid of mine. Ain't no law here that say I can't get rid of mine. It's the people down in Alabama that need to rise up in Ohio, as opposed to just letting them walk over them and do that.
That's what I. Yeah, I don't see any. It's gonna get turned down anyway. And I think what it was just like I said, it was just another ploy for the Republicans to try to stop some of the lobbyists that are helping supporting the Democratic parties that do support Planned Parenthood.
Well, let me say this to you, Nation. Again, Nation, you got to get awake. You got to get up. You got to get active. Because right now, man, if you've never been involved in the political structure of this nation, now be a good time for you to start. Now be a real good time for you to start, because I'm telling you, we've got an individual in the White House right now. His views are just so different from 99% of the world. But one thing is a fact, and that is he is the president, and he remind your ass of that every chance he gets. Like for example, right now, he got the farmers happy and mad. They don't know what to do right now. He over there fucking with China. Watch this. But he offered the money, though. You see what? Now, watch this. How many? Again, we talking bailout here, because what he's doing is he's offering them farmers cash for his shit that he got going on with the tariffs in China. The farmers
ain't making no money.
Yeah, the farmers
ain't making no money off of that, right?
Yeah, the cash you offering us is not the cash we could be making if we could just sell our shit, man. So what's happening is, because of the tariffs that's going on with China, they are getting paid, and it's not anything new, to destroy products that they can't sell. Now I got to ask you, would that be considered welfare? I'm just asking.
Sure.
It's welfare, but they don't see it as that. But you know what else too? They don't want. That's what they wanted him to do. They just didn't know he was going to do it to that extreme. But that's what they wanted from them. Hit them Chinese in line. They ripping us off. That's what they wanted him to do. That's part of the reason he got elected. Well, now they really like to kill him, but they got to show face, and he's giving them some money. But that's what they wanted him to do.
Like I said before, they will cut off their nose to spite their face.
Well, and I'll say this. One thing they're saying is, listen, man, I know you're talking about you'll give us bailout money, but we want to make our own money because the bailout money is not equal to what we could make. And the bailout money, that only guarantees me for this year. So I guess, you know, his shit now is starting to catch up to him within his own base. But you're right. His base is ride or die. His base says, we don't give a damn about none of that. If Donald Trump say that's what it is.
If it hurts somebody else, we wouldn't.
I believe, now again, this is just my own opinion. I believe his base is satisfied as long as those who we mean to hurt are doing worse than us, then we're okay with doing bad. That's what I believe. Because they can't be happy with this shit. They can't be. I don't care. They just can't be. So I believe they made the moral decision that, again, and I admire the esprit de corps. I just hate that it's for such a bad reason.
And there you have it.
Yes, that's right, man. Because, you know, he over in... Where is he now? He didn't go to Vietnam, did he?
No, he's getting ready to start a war with Iran. That's what he's getting ready to do.
Pretty much.
See?
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, folks. When the heat comes down on you, people have different ways of getting that heat off that ass. Now, most of us can't start a war, but I'm just saying, man, you know, and watch this to my brother veterans, man. I love you, man, but let me remind you that, as we said in the start of this podcast, today is my birthday. That officially makes me 60 years old. And all that's behind me, y'all. Watch this. See, I knew there was some good shit about being 60. I knew I would come up on it. Yeah, at 60 years old, what we call in the military MRD, mandatory retirement day. And I've served my country well. So if y'all about to go to war, I'm going with you in spirit only. Yeah, spirit only. So
you can miss me with that?
Yeah, and again, and it definitely seems like we're about to get tied up into some bullshit, man. But and the bad part is...
Oh, you mean war with Iran?
Yeah, with somebody. With somebody.
That's going to be Iran. That's a Trump card right there, dude. They need a war now.
But
they need a war going on.
Yeah, watch this. This might sound crazy. But now, if you a combat soldier, after you get over the fact that you in some straight bullshit, after you get over that, because you're going to get over it, because when you get the call, you're going to go, I bet you he'll let you fight for real, though. I bet you he'll let you fight for real.
Yeah, I believe that.
After you come to grips with this, I mean, some straight out bullshit, wherever you are right now, after you come to grips with that and you've been shot at enough and then you go on the offensive, I'm just saying, as a president, I think that going to war underneath him, I think that he would really redefine what the fuck war really is, man. Because I think he would definitely let you get your fight on. Okay, you want to play rough? Okay.
Let me get this straight. What you're saying is, as opposed to checking back with headquarters whether or not you can.
Oh, none. Yeah, none. No, no. Fuck all that.
Yeah, just
fuck
go for it. Just go for it.
Yeah. You he probably get a, he probably kind of commanded that call over there and say, look, man, we just sent you 10,000 bullets over, and we still got 8,000. We know what the fuck is up. What you doing over there?
But you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if he turned into like Hitler, where he actually tried to run the war, you know what I'm saying, by telling them what to do.
Well, again, I'm sure he would eventually, man, because, again, that's just his personality. But the one thing, the only thing I can say in defense of that man is during the whole campaign, doing everything about him, he let you know who the fuck he was. That's the only thing I can say in defense of him. And now we getting to feel who the fuck he is. Because again, he didn't run no campaign like I'm a choir boy and then flip the script. He was grabbing asses during the campaign. So again, that's the only thing I can say about him that I definitely do admire, man. He told you this is who I am. You voted, and he hooked up the shit, so he won. So bam, there you go, America. Because you could have stopped that. You could have stopped that.
He said he was smarter than his generals. Remember, he said that also.
Yeah, but that's why he's getting rid of all the asses, man.
Yeah, he said he knew more than his generals. I remember him saying that.
See, that's the making of a cult leader. Yeah.
He told some lies too during that campaign, but he didn't tell all truths.
No. Wait, hold on. He told a lot of lies.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, he lied all through his campaign. What I'm saying is he showed America his ass during the campaign, and he still pulled it off. My only thing is, what's this? I told you I'm a crook. You knew I was a crook, but you voted me. Now, why are you mad at me because I'm stealing from you? That's all I'm saying. Yeah, I don't support anything about what he does except for he showed you his true colors. And it duped the nation. So, hey, nation, deal with that shit.
Anytime a man come along and tell you he know it all, he know what's good for you and all that, things always end up bad. Once again, look at that Jim Jones tape about Jim Jones. That's what he did. They was getting in his ass over here. You know what he did? He took them people to Guyana, and what was the end result of that? He convinced some of them people to kill themselves and their kids. Donald Trump, you just got a cult. You got a cult following you. And they have to be taken down. Once again, revolution. Who's with me? Anyone?
Again, as the co-producer for Hodge the Hodge on Blog Talk Radio, I like to say we need to have a intellectual revolution. That's my word.
1 o'clock, Washington Street.
I didn't hear you.
Tippy with
1
me.
1 o'clock, Washington Street.
hey.
Tippy with me.
Well,
hey, you know where? Set it off.
Hold on. If you want Washington Street, would you please bring me some whitings back? Bring
well,
me some fish back.
That's what I was going to say.
I'll bring it.
Okay.
I was going to say, come on, let's start this. I was going to be in the fish store anyway.
Yeah. There's no sense in letting that good fish go to waste. Hey, go ahead, Brother Al.
I was gonna say one thing that I started doing. I thought instead of watching just CNN
MSNBC.
Yeah, I also started watching Fox News, and the reason why I started watching Fox News so you can kind of see what the other side is
they're
mad
doing.
About.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
And I think I do suggest that you know to get a better view of what our politics is going on right now, you should try to watch what the other side is mad about, and it'll kind of bring things into perspective.
Hey, listen, on that note.
So what are they saying? They're pissed. Well, okay, we can talk about
that
next time.
Hey, listen, we'll have to get back to that topic later because the hour is upon us, and I want to say thank you to the podcast, to the crew. again, always provide a stimulating conversation. And as I market the podcast, I'll be the first to tell you, you're going to hear our view. This is what we feel about it. You don't have to agree, but we're giving you our view. And again, if we're going to look at any situation, having a lot of different views helps one arrive at a correct decision or a correct point. Hey, this is Ken Hodge, co-producer for Hodge to Hodge on Blog Talk Radio, saying good night and thanks for tuning in to the podcast, The Attic. Hey, good night, bro.
Good night and happy birthday. Yeah, happy birthday, Kenny.
Yeah. Appreciate you. All right, good deal.
How about the messenger giving up his slot tomorrow? How about the messenger giving up his slot tomorrow? And we just have a continuation of The Attic.
You got to talk to God about that. Hey, but listen, I got a question. Yeah, you got to talk to God about that. I got a question before we sign off. I mean, this is based on some birthday gifts that I've got. Are we still boycotting Gucci?
You know what? Snoop asked that question last week.
Absolutely.
No, Snoop asked that question the other week.
Still...
It was a lot of people wearing Gucci at that, what was that they had, that gala they just had? And Snoop,
yeah.
Boycott. Snoop posted that. Are we still boycotting that?
Send it back.
Apparently not.
So the boycott is on.
As far as I know, it is. Yep.
Supposed to be.
Send it back.
Oh, damn. All right. Hey, but listen.
Don't do it, bro. Don't do it.
I got it. All right. I won't do it. I'm going to stay strong.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Keep the lie alive. Keep the lie alive.
All right. Stand strong.
Send it back.